I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. Although we've had an incredible autumn so far, the end is near. With temperatures predicted to dip into the low 20s soon, it's time to protect tender plants you want to save for next year. Tops on my list are herbs. While you can freeze and dry culinary herbs for winter, I like to save some perennial herb plants for next year. Here's how. That big windstorm around Halloween wrecked my greenhouse. The plants survived, but not the greenhouse. It left a beautiful rosemary plant exposed to the elements. Rosemary is hardy to zone 7, so it usually doesn't overwinter in the ground in most parts of Connecticut, except along the shore. You can try to protect in-ground plants by growing hardy varieties such as ARP on well-drained soil in a protected spot and mulch with bark mulch in December. Or you can move your potted rosemary indoors. Place the plant in a 50 to 60 degree sunny room away from any cold drafts. Keep the soil barely moist. Parsley is another herb that can be brought indoors. It's a biennial, meaning it'll eventually send up a seed stalk and die. But that won't happen until late winter, so you can enjoy harvesting this herb through the holidays. Then just toss it into the compost. Lavender is hardy in our area. Like rosemary, grow hardy varieties such as Munstead and Hidcote. Plant in a location with well-drained soil protected from cold winds and mulch with bark mulch in December. Other perennial herbs such as thyme, oregano, and sage are hardy and should come back on their own without much help. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about Asian ladybugs. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.